Welcome to the Automated Daily Hacker News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 26th, 2024, and we have a lineup of intriguing tech updates and insights from around the globe. Let's dive into the latest developments that are shaping our digital world. First up, let's talk about the latest in AI advancements. The Qwen 1.5 to 110B model has just been introduced as the first 100B plus model in the Qwen 1.5 series. This model has shown remarkable performance in benchmarks and chatbot applications, thanks to its transformer decoder architecture and grouped query attention. It supports a whopping 32K token context length and is multilingual, covering languages like English, Chinese, French, and Spanish. In head-to-head comparisons with other models like Meta Llama 370B, Qwen 1.5 to 110B has demonstrated superior performance, especially in chat evaluations. Developers are encouraged to explore this model's capabilities using various tools like transformers and llama.cpp. Moving on to voice technology, MyShell has developed OpenVoice, a tool that allows for instant voice cloning. The latest version, OpenVoice V2, offers improved audio quality and supports multiple languages. It's freely available under the MIT license and has been embraced by millions globally. The creators behind this innovative tool include Zhengyi Qin and Wenliang Zhao, among others. For those interested in diving deeper, the usage documentation and the MyShell Discord community are great resources. In a philosophical shift, we revisit John Archibald Wheeler's 1980 note, "The Universe as a Computer." Wheeler explores the metaphor of the universe as a computer, discussing its potential structure, function, and behavior. His insights delve into the universe being programmable and reducible to information, which continues to influence fields like quantum mechanics and computation. Over in the UK, the Investigatory Powers Amendment Bill 2024, also known as the Snoopers Charter, has been approved. This legislation expands digital surveillance capabilities, allowing more extensive data collection on UK citizens. Despite pushback from privacy advocates and tech giants like Apple, the bill aims to address threats to national security and child abuse online. Switching to Linux distributions, Alpine Linux is gaining traction among BSD users for its security, simplicity, and resource efficiency. Known for its small size and limited dependencies, Alpine is increasingly used in various applications from embedded systems to servers. Its package manager, APK, and straightforward installation process make it a strong candidate for those looking for a reliable Linux distribution. In consumer rights news, General Motors has been collecting driver behavior data and selling it to insurance companies, leading to higher premiums for some drivers. This practice has sparked lawsuits and calls for better privacy laws to protect consumers from such covert data collection. On the job front, Aviator in Palo Alto is hiring for positions with salaries ranging from $100K to $200K. They're looking for talent to help develop engineering productivity tools that automate workflows for major clients like Bosch and Slack. This is a great opportunity for those in the tech industry looking for a new challenge. For the developers out there, Faro version 12 has been released. This update to the Pure object-oriented programming language includes significant improvements in usability and speed, along with a new breakpoint system and enhanced debugging tools. Lastly, Radical offers a decentralized code collaboration platform that emphasizes security and user autonomy. Built on Git, Radical allows users to run their own nodes for a censorship-resistant collaboration environment. It's a great tool for developers looking for a secure and local-first coding platform. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Hacker News Edition. Remember, you can find links to all the stories we covered in the episode notes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time with more updates from the tech world.